Okay, good morning everyone and welcome to the Rugby Roundup. We are completely out of sync. We did record last week but didn't get it out on time. So we've decided to do a bumper double edition of last week and this week. So I've got my two co-hosts with me. Do you want to tell us what we spoke about last week?
So last week we spoke about house basketball with Dov. And we also spoke to reception boys about their dino day last week.
It was amazing. I think there's also some pictures and things online and in the newsletter and things. That was great. And then this week, we're going to focus on something that happened on Friday. You guys weren't here.
No.
I was here. Best day in the rugby calendar, in my opinion, Bake Off.
So we're going to interview Teddy.
Who won the Bake Off this year.
Spoiler. And it was great. I think... They had so many applicants and a real mixture. And interestingly, a lot of cake. You know, sometimes people do different things. Actually, most people had just made a cake. Luca Cordoni had done some focaccia though. Yeah, and that looked, I didn't have any, but it did look amazing. And then Friday, what's happening Friday?
Friday is Goldsworthy House Charity Day. Right. So this week is Goldsworthy House Charity Week. So we'll be interviewing Joe Gulliford about that.
And so he'll tell us a bit about the dodgeball competition which is happening.
Do you want to explain to parents and perhaps lower school what actually happens on a charity week?
So basically, so there are four houses and they each have their own charity week. And so the house captain will basically decide a challenge which they do in charity week. So for instance, on Monday, year three and four will do dodgeball. On Tuesday... maybe year five and six will do it, and then they just go along, and then this all leads up to Friday, which is the charity day where we all wear mufti based on a theme.
So for instance, and then the teachers will take part in the
dodgeball. I mean, I don't think that's going to be safe. Having a ball thrown at me by Mr. Schmidt. What is the theme for mufti?
I think it's what you want to be when you grow up.
And it's also number day on Friday. Have you seen anything about that?
No.
It's linked. I just saw Fred McIsaac put up some posters. It's linked to the NSPCC.
NSPCC rocks, I think.
Yeah, and it's a numbers day about celebrating difference, I think. And some schools are doing that as well, so it's a bit of a theme, which is nice. Okay, great. And how do you want to tell everyone about your Fridays? Because they were quite special and that's why we were late.
So on Friday, I did my drama scholarship. So I went in and I did some improv pieces, so some improvisation with everyone else there. And then I had to do like an hour's written assessment. And then finally, I prepared two pieces for about, this is the start of term. And then this was, and then on Friday was the day I finally performed them.
Did they all sit and watch you?
Yeah.
Did people give you any notes?
If they did, if they want to do something differently, they tell you to do it again. And there was this one guy who went so far, he did Hamlet, I think, and brought a stool, he like kicked it.
Wow.
And I went flying.
Oh my gosh. And where were you, Oscar?
I was at Wellington College doing its Sports Inspire Day, which they call them. So it's kind of introducing us to the sport at Wellington and kind of giving us a feel of what we do when we go there or what the different sports options there are.
Were you in mixed groups with girls?
No, the girls was this week and it was just boys.
Which sports did you play?
I did double rugby and then cricket.
What is double rugby?
Just like rugby and then another session of rugby.
I thought it was like a new Wellington sport, like double rugby. Brilliant. Okay, so I look forward to seeing what you wear on Friday and seeing all the pictures.
Thanks for listening. Hello everybody and welcome back to the Rugby Podcast. So today we're here with Oliver and Benji from reception. We're going to ask them a bit about Dino Day last week. So our first question for you guys, so what did you do on Dino Day?
We drawed some dinosaurs on paper.
With an egg.
Yeah. We gone round in a circle around the egg.
Okay, that's cool.
How did you know that there would be a dinosaur? The dinosaur egg?
Because there was a map.
Ooh, nice.
But one question.
some people thought it was an ostrich egg, but it was too big to be an ostrich egg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good thinking, Ollie. Third question for you guys. So what was your favourite activity in Dino Day?
When we were digging the fossils. Same.
Okay, that's good. Everybody, and welcome back to the Rookby podcast. So today we're here with Joe Gulliford, who is the Galsworthy house captain, and he's going to tell us a bit about Galsworthy Charity Week this week. So our first question for you is, what are you doing for Galsworthy Charity Week?
So for Galsworthy Charity Week, we thought we would do something quite original. So we are doing dodgeball, which we think is quite fun. Year 3 and year 4 went yesterday, and Olive won one of the rounds, and Galsworthy won one of the rounds. Come on, Galsworthy. And, yeah.
So, how did you choose dodgeball? What were the other contenders?
So, we chose dodgeball because we thought it would be the most original out of all of them, such as Moody did limbo, which that's been done quite a lot before, and Olive did the rugby pass, which has been done quite a number before. It was a little bit simple, but we thought we would do something fun that would sort of bring up the mood and stuff, yeah.
Thanks, Joe. So our third question for you is, what is the theme for Galsworthy Charity Day on Friday, and what are you wearing?
So the theme is what you want to be when you're older, which we thought would be really fun, especially for the younger boys. And I'm deciding between work as an ambassador or maybe doing something or like a businessman. But yeah, what are you going as actually?
I'm going to go as, I'm going to wear my casual clothes so I can hopefully be an entrepreneur when I'm older.
And finally, Joe, we know that you're doing the adventure playground, so what's happening with the mindfulness garden that Year 7's designed last year?
So first I'll just really like to talk about the playground. We put Connect Form, we're ordering lots of games, that's more of the short term stuff, but in the long term we're working to a possible Mina Bursa, working very closely with each other to work towards a full renovation of the playground. And then with the mindfulness garden, we're working towards, we put some new seat up there, but we've cleaned up, but now we just need to get the manufacturing in. So that we're hoping will happen before Easter holidays. And yeah, it's going to be a place where boys can chill, talk, and yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joe, and thanks for listening. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Rokeby podcast. So today we're here with Dov Fine.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dov Fine in Year 8, and I am PE captain.
And we're going to ask him a few questions about house basketball, which is coming up this week and next week. So our first question for you is, what is house basketball?
So house basketball is when all of the houses come together and play basketball against each other.
Okay, so and what's the format?
So two houses play against each other in the semi-finals, and then whichever house wins that goes to the finals. And the two which lose play against each other.
Okay, thanks, Dom. So question two, why do you like basketball?
Because it's always been fun to me and I'm quite good at it.
Okay, thanks. So our third question is, who do you think will win house basketball this year?
Either Moody or Olive, because Moody has got a really strong team and I have good thoughts about Moody winning. And Olive, because they've got some really, really good players. And yeah, I think that they're going to do good.
Okay, thanks, Dov. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rokeby podcast. So today we're here with Teddy Razvi, who won the Bake Off last Friday, and we're going to ask him some questions. So our first question for you, Teddy, is what is the Bake Off?
The Bake Off is an annual competition for baking for Year 7 and 8 boys, and I've competed it for the last 2 years.
Thanks, Teddy. So our question for you, our second question is, how did you prepare for it?
I made a recipe, and then I got the ingredients, and the night before I made the actual cake, and then the morning of the bake-off I made the whipped cream, which I put in the middle, and then the top, and then some fruit on top.
So what cake was it?
It was a Victoria sponge cake, and I have to say it was quite nice.
Sounds tasty. So our third question for you is, what's the winner get?
The winner gets to be the head judge of the staff bake-off, which is on this Friday, and he gets to judge with the other top five boys who came top five in the bake-off.
Wow, so our fourth question for you is, what was your favourite cake?
My favourite cake was Joshua Simmons's cake, based off the appearance. He made a school bag, and in the middle it was a chocolate cake, I think.
Okay, thanks, Teddy.